Hello and welcome to Illinois Radio Readers Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, December 4th. This is Susan Over. We will begin today's reading with Public Safety, Man Accused of Home Invasion. A Bloomington man remains in McLean County in lieu of posting $20,035 on charges of home invasion with a dangerous weapon. According to court documents, police were called to the 600 block of Turnberry Drive Friday night after receiving a report of a man with a knife attempting to enter an apartment. A woman told police while she was in her apartment, she heard a loud bang at her door, and when she went to check, observed the peephole to be covered. She told investigators when she opened the door, the suspect, later identified as Eric Schweitzer, 59, attempted to enter her apartment and the door struck the woman. She and a man inside with her were able to push the defendant out of the apartment. The victim told police she was scared she was going to be harmed with the knife. When Schweitzer was located, he told police he should not have gone to the apartment. Police said he appeared highly intoxicated and admitted to drinking mouthwash all day. End of article. Ad advances Heartland presidential search. Normal. The search for the next president of Heartland Community College is moving forward with an advertisement and position profile posted for that position. The ad for the successor to Rob Widmer has been posted by Academic Search, the firm assisting Heartland with the hiring process. Widmer announced in September he will retire effective June 30th. That ad and other information about the position and the school can be found at academic-search.com/current-searches. academic-search.com/current-searches. No salary was listed for the position, but Widmer's current salary is $210,345. He has been president since June 2013 and has worked at Heartland for more than 20 years. Applications must be received by January 16th to be guaranteed full consideration, according to the ad. Within a few weeks after that date, the search committee is expected to narrow the field of candidates, according to Heartland spokesman Tim Bill. Although Heartland officials prefer someone with higher education leadership experience, the list of qualifications developed by the search committee is written broadly enough not to exclude a strong candidate with significant leadership experience in other areas. However, it still expects candidates to have some experience in higher education, including in the classroom and an understanding of the issues facing community colleges today. Other qualifications listed are an advanced degree and demonstrated financial skills, including budget management and revenue enhancement. Quote, the next president should be an inclusive, empowering leader, inspiring trust, fostering the culture of open communication, yet able to make difficult decisions in the best interest of the college. End quote, the ad states. The college also wants someone with experience as the visible public representative of a large organization. Jerry Israel, a senior consultant with Academic Search, said previously he expects the position will attract 40 to 80 applicants. No names will be made public until the field is narrowed to 3 or 4 finalists, probably in March, he said. Anyone who wants to have a confidential discussion about the position can contact Mr. Israel at jim@academic-search.com. jim@academic-search.com. End of article. More than 1,000 will graduate at ISU. About 1,000 students are expected to take part in Illinois State University commencement ceremonies on December 16th at the Redbird Arena in Normal. That 9 a.m. ceremony will be for graduates from the College of Arts and Science, College of Education, and Interdisciplinary University Studies, and the Mennonite College of Nursing. The 1 p.m. ceremony will be for graduates of the College of Applied Science and Technology, College of Business, and the College of Fine Arts. President Larry Dietz will deliver remarks at both ceremonies. ISU is awarding nearly 1,050 bachelor's degrees and more than 100 graduate degrees in December. The ceremonies will be streamed live for friends, family, or others who want to watch but cannot attend commencement. That link can be found at graduationservices.ilstu.edu. graduationservices.ilstu.edu. Neither Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington nor Heartland Community College in Normal have a commencement ceremony for December graduates. End of article. Truth and Taxation Hearing Planned. Normal. Residents will get a chance today to sound off on a proposed tax hike of more than 6% for Normal property owners. The Normal City Council will host a public hearing tonight at 7 p.m. on the fourth floor at Uptown Station before its regular meeting, which is expected to include approval of a $13 million property tax levy, which would be large enough to trigger a 6.38% tax rate hike. State law requires a truth in taxation hearing for levy increases of more than 5%. The rate is expected to rise from $1.4115 per $100 of equalized assessed valuation to $1.5015 per $100 EAV for the taxes payable in 2018. The owner of a $165,000 home would see the town's share of their tax bill increase by about $50 to about $826. Last month, council members said they dislike raising taxes, but they are hamstrung by the state, which requires municipalities to fund pensions at a specific level while also adding fees on municipalities that cut into resources they might use to make those payments. Council member Jeff Fritzen defended the cost of funding police and firefighter pension systems. Quote, when you are the one with an issue, who do you want showing up? Do you want top-flight, well-trained personnel, or are you going to settle for something else? We choose not to settle for something else in Normal, and this is our obligation, he said. End quote. In other business, the council will consider approving a redevelopment agreement for 1404 Fort Jesse Road, which will help a local auto body repair shop expand. The town plans to sell the land for $30,000 to Eric Workman, who would build a shop there and move from his current location at 306 Pine. He would be required to invest $655,000 and follow a series of timelines which would see the business constructed in about a year. A settlement with Illinois State University apartment owners over property values expected to bring in $1.4 million for local taxing bodies. The deal ends a three-year legal battle that reached the state's Property Tax Appeal Board. The town's 2018 to 2023 Community Investment Plan, which spells out capital spending for the near future. End of article. Road closure, Fell Avenue, Bloomington. Fell Avenue, just north of Emerson in Bloomington, will be closed to through traffic today, Monday, for sewer maintenance work. The street will be closed until that work is completed. Access to residences in the 1500 block of Fell will be maintained from the north. End of article. Autism McLean honors advocates and supporters. Normal. Autism McLean honored 12 individuals who have made a positive difference in the lives of people with autism during its annual meeting and holiday party Saturday at the Children's Discovery Museum. Autism McLean, formerly Autism Society of McLean County, was founded in 2002 to help children and adults with autism to raise awareness and foster community support for people with autism. Awards distributed last Saturday were Above and Beyond Autism Champion, to Betsy Drillin of Normal, and John Fisher of the Normal Public Library for founding the Autism Cafe in the library, and to Jason Brim of Independent Kinsmen in Normal. Excellent Educator, to Tom Parton and Karen Ball, both of Normal. Community Partners, to Mark First and its CEO, Laura Furlong, for helping to launch the Autism Friendly Community Campaign. The Shine Award, recognizing individuals who improved the lives of individuals with autism, to Nick Bolin and Alexander Woith, both of Normal. Gold Star Member, to Eric Heinonen of Bloomington and Kari Sandhas of Normal. And last, the Sibling Award, to Quincy Winston of Bloomington and Mason Lewis of Pekin. End of article. On duty, Titus Amerson, Bloomington, U.S. Air Force Airman. Titus F. Amerson, son of Kiana Stewart of Bloomington, graduated from basic military training at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland, San Antonio, Texas. He is a 2017 graduate of Decatur Douglas MacArthur High School. End of article. Coroner, man died of stab wound, Bloomington. A 21-year-old Bloomington man died from a stab wound to the chest Saturday afternoon. Police are still looking for information on what happened. Cullen Hedrick, 21, was pronounced dead at 1:23 p.m. Saturday at OSF Healthcare St. Joe Medical Center Emergency Room in Bloomington, said McLean County Coroner Kathy Davis in a statement released Saturday. Quote, preliminary autopsy findings indicate Mr. Hedrick died from a stab wound to the chest, she said. Toxicology reports are pending, end quote. The incident remains under investigation by the coroner's office and the Bloomington Police Department. Around 1:03 p.m., Bloomington Police Department was notified of a person who arrived at OSF Healthcare St. Joe with a stab wound to the chest. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Numerous persons have and are still being interviewed, the police said in a Saturday night statement. No other information about the victim was released. Bloomington police said the incident is still under investigation. They added it is believed to be an isolated and incident and therefore is no threat to the public. Police believe the stabbing occurred in or around 23rd Street in Bloomington in the Cardinal Ridge Mobile Home Park. If confirmed to be a homicide, it would be Bloomington's fourth in 2017. Anyone who has information about what happened in that incident is asked to contact Detective Jared Roth, 309-434-2379, 309-434-2379. And the same number you may ask for Detective Tim Power. His number is 309-434-2579. 309-434-2579 for Detective Tim Power. If you want to remain anonymous, call the McLean County Crime Stoppers. That number is 309-828-1111. 309-828-1111. If your call leads to the arrest and the indictment of a suspect, you may be eligible for a reward up to $1,000. End of article. Public safety. Woman robbed. A man stole a woman's purse late Friday as she left a downtown venue and started to get in her car. The woman was not injured. Police are looking for the unarmed man who ran away after the robbery. A description was not available. Bloomington police said the incident occurred at 10:29 p.m. after the woman left the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. She was grabbed from behind while entering her car in the East BCPA parking lot. Anyone with information may contact Bloomington police or call McLean County Crime Stoppers at 309-828-1111. 309-828-1111. End of article. Divorces. The following divorces were recently finalized in McLean County Circuit Court. Hubler, James and Catherine Hubler. Hyde, Christopher and Michelle Hyde. Simmons, Nathan and Samantha Simmons. Reyes, Rebecca and Armando Reyes. Burden, Amanda and James Burden, Jackson, Batenia and Tahala Jackson, Tinnervin, Jeffrey and Madeline Tinnervin, Perez, Mark and Dorothy, Sizer, Elsie and Charlotte Sizer, Tinelli, Jeffrey and Carrie Tinelli, Claycomb, Betty and Larry Claycomb, Harris, Ramel and MacArthur Edwards Harris, Bicknell, Mason and Mary Bicknell, Hutchinson, Michael and Kari Hutchinson, Trunk, Tracy and Martin Trunk. End of article. Taxing body settle dispute. Deal freezes value of apartments until 2022. Local taxing bodies will get more in property taxes after settling a dispute over the value of several apartment buildings near Illinois State University, but not as much as officials thought they should get. McLean County Unit 5, the town of Normal, and other bodies which tax developments near ISU will bring in a combined $1.4 million over the life of a settlement they reached with apartment owners. Ownership comprising 10 companies that include First Sight and its president, Jeff Tinnervin, pushed back after Normal. Township Assessor Rob Cranston increased assessments on their properties starting in 2015. The case escalated from McLean County's Board of Review to the state's Property Tax Appeal Board, where it was tied up in litigation, draining resources from the taxing bodies, said Unit 5 attorney Kurt Richardson. Quote, the cost of litigation adds up, as well as the unknown. What the Property Tax Appeal Board would do could potentially put the district in a position of refunding taxes. We would rather spend our money toward the purpose we serve, which is students, said Richardson. If we could get a deal which resulted in additional tax revenue and avoid that additional cost, we think we have done a good job, end quote. Tinnervin could not be reached for comment on the agreement. The settlement freezes the apartment site's values for property tax purposes from 2015 to 2022, giving both the taxing bodies and the owners certainty about payments, said Richardson. But the freeze would end under any of four conditions. 1. A 15% increase in rentable square footage. 2. A 15% decrease in rentable square footage. 3. An enrollment drop of 1,100 or more at ISU, Illinois Wesleyan University, or Heartland Community College. And number 4, an employment reduction at State Farm to below 14,000. The taxing bodies will receive $1.4 million more under the settlement than they would have received if the assessments had stayed at their 2014 levels, said Richardson. If the increased assessments were enforced, taxing bodies would have received $280,000 more than they did in the settlement. The agreement decreases taxes on 6 properties, but increases them on 20 others by 20%. Cranston said ownership may have feared that the assessments on those 20 properties would spike in the near future. Unit 5 receives 58% of that tax money. The town 11%, McLean County 11%, Heartland 8%, Normal Public Library 5%, Normal Township 3%, Bloomington Normal Water Reclamation District 2%, Bloomington Normal Airport Authority 1%, and Normal Township Road District 1%. Unit 5 and Heartland already have approved that agreement, which they negotiated. The Normal City Council will consider it today, and McLean County Board is expected to follow suit in December. Another settlement between taxing bodies and companies related to Young America Realty is in negotiation, and it could include dozens more of properties. Cranston said he reassessed 57 properties in 2015, including 6 addressed in the First Sight settlement. But that disagreement originated well before then, when new student apartments started to become luxury units around 2000. Cranston said ownership disagreed with him on how much of a unit's rental income should be credited to the building and how much to amenities like internet and in-unit appliances that do not add to a property's taxable value. Board of Review filings confirm those disagreements. Quote, this is the first situation I have been involved in 35 years when I've been doing this, he said, end quote. Bob Common, the county supervisor of assessment, said, that agreement is troubling as a precedent. Taxing bodies have reached similar agreements in the past, but with large companies like State Farm, Mitsubishi, and Walmart. Quote, to dictate to the Board of Review or the assessor what a property is worth is ludicrous, said Common. There is a regulated system here versus a bunch of attorneys getting together and saying what they want. End quote. End of article. Kong's Clyde killed. Kong's killed to move from Hudson to Normal. Kong's Killed Industries still will operate in McLean County after selling its rural Hudson plant to Brandt Group of Companies this month. Kong's Killed, a Denmark-based company, operated a U.S. division out of McLean County since 2003. It will move to 1802 Industrial Park Drive in Normal December 15th, said Central Region Sales Manager Travis Thornton. That is the same day Brandt will close on the 200,000-square-foot Kong's Killed factory, and that Hans Rasmussen, now president of Kong's Killed Industries North America, will leave to take a position with Brandt. Quote, we want to make sure our customers and businesses in McLean County know Kong's Killed is still around, growing and servicing all of our clients with this transition, said Thornton, who will become interim president. Our goal is to continue to grow here, end quote. While Kong's Killed will no longer manufacture agricultural machinery in the U.S., it still will provide services for the plastic, paper, and packaging industries. The company has 18 local employees in its industrial and grain divisions after selling its grass and soil equipment divisions February 1, said Thornton. That plant had 62 employees a year ago, and it opened a $10 million expansion there in 2015. Rasmussen told the Pantograph last fall that the agricultural economy has not been the best recently. The remaining employees will sell components made overseas, assemble products, and offer training out of 24,000 square feet of warehouse space and 4,000 square feet of office space at their new location. That includes a 50 by 50 foot space used for training and testing. Quote, our goal is to continue to grow. We are potentially on the verge of one of our best years ever, Thornton said of Kong's Killed as a whole. I am very fortunate. I'll be able to come in and take over. It is a great staff to work with and for. End quote. End of article. Defendant seeks new judge in theft case. The lineup of judges who will hear five cases against former management officials accused of stealing from the city-owned arena continued to change Friday as a second defendant asked for a new judge. Jay Leish, ex-finance director of BMI Concessions, the food and beverage service provider for Central Illinois Arena Management, filed a request to remove Judge Robert Freitag from his case involving charges of theft, wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit tax evasion. Defendants can ask at the start of a case that a new judge be assigned without stating any reason. A hearing will be set for Leish, 37, of Hayworth, after Chief Judge Kevin Fitzgerald assigns a new judge. The 111 indictments returned September 20th by a McLean County grand jury accused the five CIAM officials of a range of financial crimes involving more than $1 million stemming from CIAM's 10-year management of what was then U.S. Cellular Coliseum. Now Grossinger Motors Arena, the downtown Bloomington venue has been managed by another company since April 1 of 2016. Shortly after charges were filed against him, CIAM General Manager Bart Rogers asked in October for a new judge to handle his case, resulting in the appointment of Associate Judge Michael Stroh. Freitag was appointed to handle the five cases after the state sought a reassignment of their first judge, Scott Drzewski. In a separate hearing on Friday, the defense lawyer for co-defendant Kelly Klein asked for an extended period before the next hearing to allow him to review 2,300 pages of materials contained in 72 boxes he received from the state related to the case. Klein, 57, of Bloomington, was assistant general manager for finance for the Coliseum. A February 16th hearing is set for Klein on theft and money laundering charges. 440 criminal charges are pending against John Butler, president of CIAM. Butler, 58, of Bloomington, is accused of theft, money laundering, wire fraud, filing false sales tax returns, and conspiracy to commit tax evasion. Paul Grizzar, former CIAM food and beverage manager, faces 13 counts of money laundering, theft, tax evasion, and conspiracy to commit tax evasion. All five defendants are free on bond. The charges followed in an investigation by the Illinois State Police and the Illinois Department of Revenue into alleged mismanagement of funds at the facility. Questions about CIAM's management surfaced during the city's transition to a new manager after CIAM opted not to renew its management agreement with the city. End of article. Public safety, cocaine. A Bloomington man is charged with selling cocaine. Ian Kulick, 23, of the 1400 block of Rosny Avenue, is charged with four counts of delivery of a controlled substance. He was jailed in lieu of posting $5,035. Cocaine. Cocaine charges are pending against a normal man. Alex Culpa, 24, of the 1500 block of Ensign Drive, is charged with unlawful delivery of a controlled substance near a park. He was jailed in lieu of posting $3,035. Woman wanted on felony charges. Bloomington. Crime Stoppers of McLean County needs the public's help in finding a person wanted for felony charges. Christy L. Primer, 33, is 5'4" tall and weighs 165 pounds. She has blonde hair, brown eyes, fair skin, and a medium build. Her last known address was Bloomington. Primer is named on a warrant charging her with possession of a controlled substance and obstruction of justice. Crime Stoppers will pay cash rewards up to $1,000 for information leading to the arrest and the indictment of people who commit felony crimes in McLean County. You may call 309-828-1111. End of article. Pantograph to host open house. The Pantograph is hosting a meet and greet for our community from 5 till 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Sadio Wine Bar in downtown Bloomington. Publisher Julie Bechtel, editor Mark Pickering, other editors and reporters will be on hand to meet those attending, answer questions, and exchange holiday greetings, of course. That wine bar is located at 306 North Center Street in Bloomington. You may call 309-820-3350 for more information. 309-820-3350. This has been Susan Over reading to you from the first half of the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, December 4th. At this time, we will take a short break.